take that 3-yard homer from anybody, but is there something kind of special about being Mayo, considering he's been struggling, he wasn't in the lineup for a second, it looked like he hurt his knee, and then he ends up being one of the heroes of the game?
Yeah, for sure, for everything you said. I mean, Kobe works hard, he cares a lot, and, you know, for him to come through right there was huge. For him, for us, you know, it's a late scratch ambush for him, but all of our guys, but to his credit, like, prepared. He was ready, prepared, and that's a tough matchup. Like, that lefty, like, he has some reverse split numbers. The slider is real. Like, it's a real tough matchup. He did a great job of getting that slider up and then putting a good swing on it.
Before the game, we were talking about how when you faced him last week, it was like punching the face. I know all wins are important, but is it more important considering what happened last week?
Yeah, I think it's more important just because of how the game was flowing, right? Getting no hit pretty much all game. BY command was not his best, and he knows that, but he did a great job of just keeping us in it. And our bullpen was outstanding, you know, to kind of give us a chance. And there was a lot of small things that added up to us getting to that spot where it was, you know, Pete's play at first, plays at first with the PFP plays. You got D barehanding the ball, going over and touching the base. T.O.'s at bat. Before that, like, that was one of the most gangster at-bats I've seen, being able to hit a home run, hook and foul, and then be able to lock it back in and work a walk to kind of set up everything. So, yeah, it was a lot of really good things.
Could you touch more a little bit on Tyler O'Neill, you know, two strikeouts leading in that bat, and then just an emotional at-bat with the foul, nearly striking out that next pitch, and then working, I think it was 9 pitches to get on base for to set up Kobe.
Yeah, Tio's credit, man. He's been outstanding in the sense of it's kind of new for him not playing every single day, you know, and obviously he's had, like, the concussion, you know, coming off that, so he's still trying to find, like, his timing, and the playing time hasn't been as much as he'd like, but he's always ready to prepare. Like, he's had some great pinch hit at-bats, and yeah, like, those first two at-bats were tough, but for able to, he's a big league pro hitter, proven hitter, and being able to lock it in that moment, working a walk for us, and then, you know, he was outstanding on defense as well, the dive and catch coming in, and McMahon's play up against the wall. Like, it was a really great game for Tio.
You brought in Rico for the heart of their order in the league. Were you tempted to stick with him since he didn't throw many pitches?
No, not at all. Trust all our guys in the pen. You know, that's how our pen has been throwing well, and I'm sure you guys have seen it. We like to keep our pen guys' pitch count reasonable, so they're always available, and the bounce back is quicker. And Rico did his job. It was pretty electric stuff tonight. Those are 3 really good hitters in the middle of that lineup, and then we feel confident we give it to Nunez.
Obviously, it's not how you would have liked to have the first 6 innings go against Weathers, but was it kind of a feeling that you worked his pitch count up, try to get him out of a game that you guys had a chance because the score was so close, because the pitchers were doing that crap?
Yeah, we tried to get his pitch count up, but it wasn't too high, to be honest with you. Like, he was throwing the ball extremely well. He was throwing a ton of strikes with every pitch. He did a great job with his changeup. The sweepers keeping guys honest on, especially our righties, on the outside lane. And then he did a great job of, you know, sticking the sinker in into righties. And with his stuff, when he's batting like that, it's a tough at bat. And our guys battled and tried to grind through. We put some good swings on him, but he was outstanding tonight. But it's just BY being able to do enough to keep us in the game, and the rest of the pitches, like Dietrich Enge, was to come in, run on third base, one out, and get 2 outs was huge, you know, and being able to hand the ball off to Rico and everyone else, and Nunez, it's what we needed.
How's
Basayo
feeling?
Yeah. Basayo is fine and will be fine. Yeah.
What is your opinion on some of Basayo's work calling the pitches in a game like yesterday at such a young age? And what is your opinion on his development as a hitter for the entire month of May, being such a young prospect, and how, what is his condition? Is it going to be okay?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Basile's worked, 21 years old, you know, playing the toughest position in the game. I would say the toughest position in all of sports, how demanding it is, both physically and also mentally. You have to know 13 pitchers and know 13 hitters going into a game, navigating a lineup, being able to read swings, make adjustments. Like, I don't think he gets enough credit for how smart he is. And when you have those physical gifts and also that head on the shoulders and being 21, like, there's going to be some growing pains, but also the growing pains and learning curve is going to be quicker than most. And Basayo has all the ingredients to be an impact player in this league, not just in this team. And Basayo, he's been outstanding to watch his development.
You think he'll be in tomorrow?
I have no idea. The Yankees listen to this press conference too.
Pitcher for tomorrow.
Yankees listen to this press conference too.